administration under criticism for a range of issues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Among the hot topics facing the president ahead of the November midterms, gas prices, which are on the increase again.
President Biden lashing out at Saudi Arabia for slashing oil production. On Fox News Sunday, the former Secretary of State said the president should look in the mirror. Pompeo also taking issue at Biden's comments in Armageddon, defined in the Bible as the last battle between the forces of good and evil, the end of days. Pompeo called those comments, quote, reckless. The vice president flew to Austin to talk about abortion, not high gas prices or the southern border. Crime, a major issue during the midterm elections. Just speaking anecdotally, I met a young mother who said she felt safer on a recent trip to Montreal, Canada. She says she won't even go take her family to Philadelphia, just 40 minutes away.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Meanwhile, the nationwide average for gas rose 21 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new average of $3.99 a gallon. That according to industry analyst Troby Lundberg. But despite President Biden blaming a cut in production by OPEC Plus, Lundberg says the announcement is not what it's being made out to be.
The OPEC Plus production cut was not from actual production. It was from their official target quota. So the actual cut may prove to be far smaller.
Lundberg says that the Russian oil embargo, which goes into effect in December, will have a far greater impact on prices, possibly rising further. One person was killed and four people injured after police say a man intentionally drove a pickup truck through a crowd outside a Colorado bar following an altercation early this morning. Jefferson County Sheriff's officials say two men are facing charges in the attack, which happened in the town of Golden, west of Denver. The injuries of three of the victims are said to be minor. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Abortion access has become the key issue in Georgia's U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker.
Allegations that Walker urged abortions for an ex-girlfriend seem to conflict with a stated campaign position to make abortion illegal if elected. Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon says he backs Walker despite moral questions some have.
I sure do more for the policy positions he's going to take.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin says, in light of evidence presented,
I think what Mr. Walker is doing himself is enough for voters to see.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump holding a rally tonight in Mesa, Arizona, showing support for GOP candidates there, and among his topics, inflation.
Inflation is costing the typical Arizona family almost $1,000 a month. Think of that. Over $11,000 a year. Household wealth has seen its largest drop ever recorded.
Gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake and senatorial candidate Blake Masters made appearances at the rally. The NASCAR Cup playoffs trimmed the number of drivers from 12 to 8 today at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Christopher Bell entered overtime in Charlotte in 11th place in the standings, but in second place in the race.
He has done it! He's won his way into the round of 8!
Courtesy NBC Sports, Bell takes the checkered flag and advances. His win, combined with the late move by Chase Briscoe to move up to eighth place, proved costly to the defending Cup champion. Kyle Larson bumped to ninth place in the final laps and is eliminated, along with Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and Alex Bowman. Four races remain in the season. The third round starts next Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.